Now, if only if you were recording that shit when I did that WWE intro.
I'd have to go back because I did turn your mic on a little bit to see if it. But we'll see if it actually come through after we're done recording or whatnot.
I mean, why it can't.
This shit fucked up, man.
Okay, I mean, you do have two kids that come here and fuck with shit.
Right? Shit's all fucked up. Mic stand's all fucked up tonight. All right. So what is up? We back. Another episode. Episode 50 fucking.
One more again.
Fucking, what are we at? We at 50. This is episode 58, man.
Shit. Next week and, oh, man.
Fuck, man. It's been a minute since we started this shit. I know we did our 1 year anniversary a couple weeks ago and whatnot, but it doesn't feel like we've been at this shit for a year.
All right, so let's go ahead and not talk about the world of sports right now. All right, let's go ahead and just jump into the meat and potatoes just to get the seriousness and shit out the way. Robert Trump, the younger brother of President Trump, has died.
Yeah, he passed away on Saturday, and Trump confirmed it. He passed away at the age of 71. So, you know, no matter what, in my opinion, no matter who you are, you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, it doesn't matter. First and foremost, somebody lost their brother. And according to Trump, he was not just his brother. He was his best friend. You know, and so no matter what, and they looked fucking identical too. Looking at the picture of them too, they fucking look identical.
Just color swap on the hair.
Right? You know, but what I'm saying is, like, it doesn't matter. Somebody lost a family member, and he just happens to be the brother of the president, you know, the brother of the president of the United States. It's fucked up. No matter what. And the worst part about it is y'all want to go hop on fucking Twitter talking about how the Grim Reaper took the wrong Trump. Hashtag wrong Trump was trending all day today. And there's some nasty ass shit. I'll pull it up real quick so that you can see it. But there was some. There was some nasty ass shit. You know, it's being said. It's kind of fucked up. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. But the fact that you're talking about how, you know, whether you don't like the president, whether you love the president, it doesn't matter. The fact is he's lost his brother. And now y'all want to go and turn it on him and say the Grim Reaper took the, or Annabelle or whatever you want to fucking, you know, say or do or whatever you believe in, took the wrong Trump. That's just, in general, fucked up. You know, whether you agree with him, whether you, you know, whether you don't, it's just not right.
Yeah, it's not. Because I guarantee you, the same shit, if this shit was to happen to Obama while he was in his administration, people would be not only in an uproar, but also doing the whole wrong. Oh, shit.
That's wrong. I mean, both of those are wrong. That one's fucked up, but that one's fucked up as well. You know, but that's what I'm just saying. It's like, no matter what.
No matter who you are running America, you are always going to. Okay, that's why it's tough being a president. Mm-hmm. No matter what you do, your ass is going to get blamed for something.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and
what was it? Swine flu?
Yeah.
The president.
Mm-hmm. But
COVID, the president.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel that it's one of those.
You know, Pornhub, the president.
Baseball not being full season.
The president. Tiana Trump.
No college football.
Nah.
We'll get into that. Yeah. We'll get into that since we'll talk about sports in a little bit. I just find it, no matter, like I said, I don't care who you are, what you stand for. The fact that there are people out there saying that the president should die, the president, it's the wrong president, and the fact that you have no remorse for the president saying, you know, the fact that he lost his brother. You know, y'all out here tweeting when your family members dies, and you're pissed off when you don't get a like or, you know, or comment saying, I'm sorry, but the moment the president loses his shit, his family, y'all out here fucking talking shit on him. It's fucked up. It doesn't matter who you fucking vote for. I don't care. Speaking of voting, though. And I'll ask you a question in just a minute about that. But again, it doesn't matter. And I'll say this many, many times between now and election day. I don't care who you...
Isn't this the race? Doesn't it seem just like the race of the fucking pedophiles?
Right.
Kind of hard to vote when you see all the... all the background shit going on. You're like, yeah. which one does your moral compass points to more?
Right. So, but my point though is we are less than 90 days from election.
Yeah.
Get out there and fucking register to vote. Every vote fucking matters, whether you think your vote matters or not. Get out there and register. Now, my question for you is, how do you feel about the mail-in voting?
Yeah, some of the shit might arrive late. Yeah, some of it might arrive on time. You could easily just instead of mail-in vote,
what it is though, the Democrats are pushing to allow mail-in voting in all 50 states, because of the virus and everything like that. So what is so? And I get that there are some people who are too scared to go in public in a public place to be able to vote. All right, fine. Those certain few people can easily request an absentee ballot and vote by mail. There's tons of people that do it every year. Not a problem. But what is wrong with creating a more safe... I mean, everybody's doing it. I mean, we just got, you know... when we were at Smart and Final earlier, you know, creating a line, creating a barrier, creating less contact between people, you know? Cool, not a problem. So why can't you do that in an election facility?
Well, for that, think about how many more people are going to be at that election facility versus how many people go to a grocery store now.
I mean, every time I go to the grocery store, every time I go to Walmart, the place is fucking packed.
Yeah, but that's Walmart, though. You go to a fucking, a mega super Walmart.
But I go to the...
They're all mega super Walmart.
Exactly. There is no super Walmarts anymore. Because I remember when the first super Walmart here in town was built, and that shit was huge. But now they're all fucking super Walmarts, you know? But that's what I'm saying, though, is... you know, what's the difference between now, you know, what's the difference of going to a Winco, you know, or a grocery store? But at the same time, that's what I'm saying. So you're going to tell me that there's going to be 200 to 300 people waiting in line to vote throughout, you know, at a constant time. How many people are inside a Walmart at a time? How many people are in a grocery store at a time? You know, granted, I mean,
most of those locations are big. Biggest fucking can accommodate that shit. Can accommodate that 6 feet.
Yeah,
most voting places are usually right there at a church or at a community center.
Okay, so we have two local big ass sports arenas. Why not set that shit up?
Because fucking Save Mart Center is not working right now.
I know, but that's my point. Is we have shit, and there are towns and places that will make it so much easier for people to vote in person. I mean, why not fucking, you know, the Save Mart Center? You know, for example, why not create a fucking circle around the fucking main concourse? You know, of voting booths and shit. You know, people walk in one door, circle around, find a voting booth, walk out. They have a fucking person, you know, who controls four or five voting booths that every time somebody leaves, wipe the shit down. You know, Target does it with fucking self-checkout. Every time every time somebody checks out from self-checkout, before anybody walks up to it, they have somebody come in, spray it down, wipe it down, clean it.
Well, see, here's the difference between Target and Save Mart Center. Target is willing to care for their employees.
But it doesn't have to be Save Mart Center employees. The county pays the people to come in
and do the setup,
and do the setup and everything. So it's not even involving the Save Mart Center employees like yourself. It's literally the county employees.
But it will though.
Because
every time so far before this shit had fucking hit the fan with COVID and everything, every event that we had since, like, I would say maybe August, maybe November or August, October.
Mm-hmm.
Every chance the performers had or
mm-hmm.
the performers road guys had to get more shit that didn't have to do any shit to do with shit.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
for me it does, because we used to work there together, so I know what you're talking about.
The shit was extended out not because of the people for the show or the performers, but because upper management wanted to make that extension. Yeah. So with that being said, they're going to want us to start putting in pieces of, they probably will have us start, if anything, probably have us build like mini portable hockey walls and shit. So that way you got a little fucking maze.
Oh, I mean, I would put, you know, each booth be 6 feet apart, put a 6 foot table in between each voting booth. I mean, there's plenty of them, a 6 to 8 foot gap in between each voting booth. I mean, there you go. So a person could set their purse
As long as we've been closed down over there, we should be able to have all of our fucking 6 foot tables available.
Found and refurbished and shit like that.
But I doubt that.
Oh yeah,
you
damn well know that the day that you can go back to work over there, everything's gonna be the way it was the day you left,
right? Fucked up and not fixed.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but exactly. One other thing though is for those who can operate a smartphone or those who could operate a computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easily create like
an e-vote
or something like that.
Yeah, and I feel the same thing. You know, you have to register with your social security number. You know, but I feel that that would cause a lot of problems as well. You know, because people would
cyber attacks and shit like that.
Yeah.
That means lay off the porn sites and shit. and maybe sparkles or cinnamon wouldn't get your damn fucking Netflix password and shit.
Right. But yeah, I mean, I agree. I think there should be some type of electronic e-vote and everything like that where people can vote online.
I mean, hell, you already got e-signature. You might as well just go eat everything almost.
To a point, yeah.
To a certain extent, yeah.
You know, I do agree with you on that. I think it would make things a lot easier, and I think there would be more Americans that would get out and actually vote if people were able to vote online. So
yeah.
I think there are certain things, though, that we can do and certain standards that we can hold each place to be able to accommodate voting. I mean, and this is going to be a very important election. I mean, every election is important, but I mean, we're either going to get 4 more years of Trump or we're going to get the next 4 years of Biden and Harris. And
hey, first female vice president,
first female vice president, first black vice president, first Asian American vice president. I mean, literally one breath away from being the first woman president. I mean, whether you like them or not, I mean,
I wonder how it would feel to be would it be the first gentleman, the first man, or
it would be the
the opposite of first lady?
I think it's the first gentleman. I think it would be the first gentleman, because there was what was it?
Oh,
what was it? Well, because so the first let me marry
a girl that's running for the president, that's running for president. I'll be the first nigga.
Wrong button.
Gosh, damn, you over here DJ D-reckoning and shit.
Wrong button.
These buttons are too close.
All right. But no.
I'll be the first Rex.
Shit, that would be funny. But no, I just...
first random.
Because the first lady has her own Twitter. It's the FLOTUS, First Lady of the United States. Yeah. So I think they changed it to FLOGUS. It's like First Gentleman of the United States or something like that. So I don't know. But I just think it's one of those that, you know, people are going to have to get out there and vote. And I will say this multiple times between now and the beginning of November when election time actually comes around. I mean, you need to get out there and register so that way your voice can be heard, and that way you can vote no matter what. So we will see what happens in less than 90 days. But
yeah.
All right. So we've been on fucking all the seriousness shit. You got any more seriousness shit to talk about? Political wise.
Stop saying that wearing a fucking mask stops COVID.
Yes.
Never have anyone said.
Yeah.
Or never had the shit
right.
said.
There's probably people that have said it stops it. But all right. It does not stop COVID. It slows the spread.
That's exactly.
You know, it's like, two this fucking how you
gotta
different
look,
things.
This is how people got to look at it. When you see a yellow light, what the fuck do you do? Either speed.
I usually speed the fuck up.
If you're close enough, you speed the fuck up if you want to. But in general, yes. You slow down, right?
Yes, exactly.
Since when does a yellow mean stop?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean.
I mean, unless it's flying Nimbus and you ditch one yellow car from your hand, then you have one extra attack.
Shit. But, yeah, I agree. I agree. You know what? I misplayed that shit. So, all right. Flying Nimbus has got. I'm pissed at Flying Nimbus right now. All right. So, but yes, in all seriousness, though.
How the fuck did you misplay?
I thought you were watching the tournament on Saturday.
I was playing, but at the same time, remember.
I was playing Tim. He was running the Gohan deck with AOD, and so I released.
I almost thought about making Hatchiak with AOD, but then that Hatchiak.
Yeah.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, because so what happened was he was in the middle of suiciding his leader. Okay. But I fucked up and played Release from Evil one attack too early and got rid of his triple strike. So instead, he decided not to suicide his leader. Well, then he went on and attacked me six times in a row with Garlic Jr. and Android 13. Instead, I could have just flying Nimbus, and he would have only been able to attack one more time with battle cards. Well, then I could have, if I would have played flying Nimbus first, then he would have been able to, I would have negated the first attack. He would have suicided his leader. Then I could have just released from evil and taken the life, and then it would have been match. Damn. So I played Released from Evil one turn too early in that tournament. So, but no, in all seriousness, back to talking about masks and everything, it doesn't matter whether you believe them in or not. I don't, but I still wear them. You know, Walmart, I've talked about the Walmart that I shop at. At first, it wasn't requiring it. Mm-hmm. You know, until about a month and a half ago, it's fully required now. Guess what? I'm going to wear that mask. Yeah. Winco. It wasn't requiring it, but guess what? It requires it now, so I'm wearing the mask.
Like, there's something that could show you that it does somewhat does something.
Yeah.
Like, there's a video of, or a picture, I've seen it, like, a couple of months ago. Lady had two Petri dishes, and she coughed into one without a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of shit showed up.
Well,
then she did it with the mask, and it was a lot less, but it was still out there.
Mm-hmm. There's a dude who on you probably find it on YouTube, but I found it on Facebook. There's a dude who took mannequin heads, okay, cut a hole in it, and sprayed some type of flame retardant or something, not flame retardant, but something to create the fire. And he stood 6 feet away, sprayed it with the mask, and at another, pretty much sprayed it at another head that was wearing a mask, and sprayed it like he was coughing, and it caught fire and it burned the other face. Put the mask on from 6 feet, you know, it didn't do anything. Got closer, did the same thing, mask on, mask off, and every time he did it with a mask off, it caught the other head on fire. But when he was doing it without the mask, or with the mask, it wasn't doing anything. It wasn't until he got within 6 inches of the person that the mask didn't do anything. So, I mean, if you're keeping your distance with a mask on, it's going to help as a defense.
Yeah.
Again, I don't like wearing them. Most people don't like wearing them. And if I'm not going to be required to wear one, then I'm not going to wear one. But if the store or the store, the gas station or whatever it is that I'm going to is going to require one, then I'm not going to fucking bitch and complain and not shop there. You know, I'm going to put my mask on, put it on, and go. And it's and
like I told you yesterday, or last night. Yeah, last night, how this dude automatically thought he, like, people will only believe what they want to believe if they look at a sign that says, you are required to wear a mask, but however, or you are required to wear a mask when, and however, if you don't want to wear one, we will accommodate you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, that first, that game's so fun. Fall Guys.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, that game's fun as fuck. It's, nice. It's like playing Wipeout with 59 other people.
But anyway, yeah, you were playing this one the last time I was here.
But, keep in mind, back to the whole Fumax thing. So the sign said, you are required to wear a mask while in the store. Mm-hmm. However, if you don't want to wear one, we will accommodate you. This older gentleman, he came up and he had his mask. So for one, he had his mask on, which I was like, all right. But then he saw that and he goes, oh, it says you guys will accommodate us if we don't want to wear a mask. Because this sign says we don't have to wear a mask. When the first line clue says you are required to wear a mask while shopping in this store. And the lady that was working for Food Bank, she sat there and said, yeah, we will accommodate you, but not inside of our store. Meaning, if you don't put the mask on, you can't enter, but we can go do things for you, like go get your groceries or what you wanted and stuff like that, and we'll bring it out to your car.
Yep. And every store is pretty much doing that. You know, every store has curbside pickup. Every store has online shopping. You know, if you call and say this is what you're looking for, if they have it, they'll set it aside for you. And, you know, if you want it, they'll come out and curbside delivery. I mean, pizza delivery places are doing it. I mean, Pizza Hut, Domino's, you know,
Frisbee throw.
Exactly. You know, they're doing curbside pickup. I mean, even CarMax is doing it, where you can buy a car online, come to the store, tell them that you're there, they'll bring the car around, and there you go. You know, so, I mean, literally, there's so many places out here that are doing it where they're helping to slow the spread. It's just a matter of people actually wanting to slow the spread. So, I'm good on serious shit. You got anything else?
Actually, I do. So, if you guys want to hear the randomness shit that we usually do before the show, go ahead and go to Chris's podcast on Anchor. And, the episode's already posted, and, you know, it's called Random Pregame Episode 2. And you can hear me and my parodiness, or my lyrical geniusness. Just let us know how y'all feel about it.
New episodes of D&D movies will be out this week. We're recording tomorrow after Little Miss Skittles gets off school. So that'll be up later this week.
All right.
I'm working on new guests for the Skittle Show, but I'm still streaming now. Streaming that shit on Twitch.
I need to get my camera back.
Dude, I've been using my laptop for it. I have my laptop connected to the PlayStation through Remote Play and have it all set up through the Streamlabs software that I downloaded and whatnot. So, I mean, this shit is fucking awesome. I enjoy playing it.
Yeah, like, that's cool, but, like, like, for me, like, the laptop I have, it won't hold up that much.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm gonna get my camera back. But other than that, in the world of sports,
the Giants fucking suck.
Oh, dude, fucking rape.
Fucking got swept by the A's. And not only, I mean, today we got
the only time
raped. Today we got raped.
The only time that Oakland gets to celebrate beating anything San Francisco related.
shit, that's funny. But yeah, I mean, the A's swept the Giants all weekend after giving up the win. Because, I mean, the Giants were ahead in each and every game, and then came back and won. Today, the A's just raped the Giants 15-3. So that shit sucks. Man. So,
all in the derriere.
Yeah, the NBA bubble season's over. Now I gotta go check it out. ESPN.
Hey, yo, if you can, invite me to the whole Discord thing, because I try to get
The Discord's on the local boys chat.
No, the invite is expired.
Ah, shit. All right. Yeah, I'll send that to you. So the NBA bubble season's over. So we have our teams for the postseason. My Heat are number 5. So we play Indiana. So the number 1 seed in the East is the Milwaukee Bucks. And then number 2 is the Toronto Raptors. In the Western Conference, we got the LA Lakers and the LA Clippers. So why is it the Los Angeles Lakers and the LA Clippers? Why isn't it just the Los Angeles Clippers as well?
It's the same. It's right? Like the same thing.
Huh. So those are the two. Those are the number 1 and 2 seeds. What was it that I saw? Oh, this is the first time in X amount of years that the San Antonio Spurs haven't made the playoffs.
Right?
Yeah, this fucking, like, fuck, dude. Portland's in. I guess there was some type of controversy or something like that with that.
Oh, shit, go down. I see
something. What?
She causes a stir on the red carpet. I want to see why. What's she wearing? She can just wear that, and damn.
oh, man, this is one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I fucking hate that shit. No thanks.
I hate that shit. I mean, you go click something, and all it is just fucking.
Next.
Literally next. Have to click the next button 20 fucking times. Shit.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I might make a switch over to AT&T. Well, who the fuck is that? Is that her mama?
I don't know who the fuck that is. The random shit we find while we're
looking. Right. Well, damn. All
right.
All right. Anyways, so that pretty much wraps up sports.
Miocic beat Cormier last night at UFC 252. DC announced his retirement. College football. College football. There is a lot of divisions that have announced that they are not playing fall season. They are going to wait until possibly spring to play their season.
Which makes sense because flu season's coming up.
Yeah.
And with all this extracurricular bullshit called COVID.
Yep.
Going around, y'all really don't want. Nah. Hell no.
Yeah.
See?
I mean,
and
I
guess. And plus, it's like we stated in previous episodes, in previous episodes, the safety of these guys the safety of just students in general comes first before, because these guys don't have that kind of funding or they don't have this kind of money like professionals can.
Yeah,
which is kind of fucked up. Given the time that we're in, but at the same time, like, shit. If something happened to LeBron James, he got money to be like, all right, cool, I'm good. Just go ahead and just go ahead and send me to this doctor or send this doctor over here. We'll pay you.
Yeah,
and I'll be back on my feet in like 2 days or something like that, or a week.
Yeah, and of course, the NFL is. The NFL's training camp is going now. People are already getting hurt. Ain't neither one of us care about hockey, but hockey is going. So, they're doing a whole 7-game set right now. So, yeah. So that's all the sports that I can find. Entertainment news. There's not a lot, man. There's not a lot going on. Fuck, there really is not. Shit sucks, man. Oh, Big Brother came back last week, and so I'm back to watch that every week. It's All-Star season. You know, and the worst part about some of this shit is that, Chrissy Teigen's pregnant again. She's pregnant with number 3. You know the worst part about some of this shit is a lot of the entertainment shit goes right into fucking political shit.
Yeah.
And it's just like, fuck, dude. I don't know. Where to find the best fried chicken or best chicken sandwiches in the United States?
Do not put Popeyes up at number
one. All right, here we go. Let's see. Best chicken sandwiches in America. The Daily Meal.
Mythology.
Mythology, which is... I don't know. Okay. So, Winking Lizard Tavern in Pensacola, Iowa?
Peninsula. Kind of
funny. Royal Rooster in Denver. Okay. Crisp in Chicago. That doesn't even look like chicken. What the fuck? Looks like ribs. I mean, a rib burger would probably be pretty good. All right. Chef Art Smith's Homecoming at Disney World. All right. That don't look too bad.
That looks like a chicken nugget on a biscuit.
Oh, right. It looks like a chicken nugget on Red Lobster's cheddar biscuits.
Dude, right, one day you gotta try Lucille's biscuits, man. Oh shit.
Las Abrelas in Austin. That looks spicy, but it looks good. Spicy Boys, Austin, Texas. A lot of Austin. Hattie B's in Nashville.
That shit look like a chicken wing on the chicken sandwich. Or on 2 pieces of bread. It really do. With the pickle on top of a fucking bun.
Right?
Holy
shit. The shit inside. Howlin' Rays in L.A. Yeah, that just looks like a McChicken.
Dave's Hot Chicken.
In L.A.
That one on the left looks like a chicken strip just...
It does.
Holy shit.
The Bird in San Francisco.
Bird. Put a fucking egg.
Fried egg on top. I don't know about that one. Do-Right Donuts and Chicken. Do-Right Donuts and Chicken in Chicago. That one don't look too bad. Fuco. I don't know. New York. that looks like a basic ass 100% white person chicken sandwich.
You can see the non seasoning on that shit.
Right? Like, fuck.
That's why there's two pickles under it.
World's Hot Chicken, Louisville, Kentucky. Now that looks good. Then again, I like Nashville hot sauce, so. The Company Burger in New Orleans.
That shit look like a chicken strip.
The Palace Diner in Maine. Gosh, damn, you need enough fucking coleslaw with that shit?
That shit just...
Fine and Dandy in Jackson, Mississippi. Now that looks like a chicken sandwich.
Right.
And no extras. You want extras, put the shit on it yourself.
There you go.
Yeah, that's how it's done. Bob White Counter in New York, New York. Enough fucking pickles on the shit.
Man.
I like pickles on them, but like, fuck. Blue Ribbon Fried Chicken in New York, New York. That's just too much shit on it.
This one right here in the middle.
Which one? This one?
Yeah, that's not even chicken.
I don't even see the chicken on that.
The fuck?
Oh, there's the chicken. No, I'm kidding. That one doesn't look too bad. It's just too much. They're doing too much. Mama Bird in Vegas. That's just a mac. What the fuck? Oh, that's on a fucking waffle. A mac and cheese chicken waffle taco. I'd try it. Mama Bird in Vegas.
Mama Bird.
Buxton Hall in Asheville, North Carolina.
That bun looks flat as
fuck.
That's
a flat as fuck bun right there. It's a huge ass. All right, maybe it's just a picture, but that does look pretty damn big, though. That's a bun as flat as fuck, though. JoJo's in Portland, Oregon.
How many?
Goddamn. How many places are there? Halfway through the page.
Oh, fuck that, man. This ain't the best chicken.
This is just random ass chicken places, man.
This is why you do top 10.
Huh. All right, we'll go through. Hold on. Let's see.
I got one for y'all. McDonald's.
Dude, speaking of McDonald's.
Jack in the Box.
Damn.
Shit.
The Commodore in Brooklyn, New York. That's a big ass piece of chicken.
Just threw the whole thing in there.
I don't know about that one. All right, so speaking of McDonald's, Mrs. Skittles was saying earlier, because you bought those shoestring fries for dinner,
yeah,
that we should do McDonald's for dinner one night. So we should do homemade McChickens, homemade Big Macs, and homemade... she lost me on the homemade chicken nuggets. There ain't no way in hell I ain't spending the time and cutting up chicken into chicken nuggets and shit like that. No, fuck that.
And breading them and all that.
Yeah, fuck that. I'll make the chicken nuggets.
I'll just buy it.
Exactly. Exactly. Shit.
Yeah, now this shit's just getting ridiculous.
Yeah. Just... Y'all lost me about halfway through that page.
Shit. We've been at this for about like 30 minutes. There's really nothing else to talk about.
Nope.
So you don't have. So you have your song.
Yeah, I have my song of the week.
All right.
Do yours. All right. So
mine's just changed. To be honest, we use my original as an intro.
So mine's actually a cover of a song, and this song has been around for a while. It's like 10, 12 years. I think this song has been around now. It's probably been about 10 years. I don't remember when it first came out. So here's a clip of the original song. Shit. I mean, everybody knows this beat. Everybody knows the song, whether you're, no matter what type of music you listen to.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, it's Gautier is somewhere that I used to know. Now, the other day, what was I doing? I came and picked you up. Oh, we had Justin. No, it wasn't when I had Justin in the car. I don't know. I was doing something, but I was on my way to your house. Maybe it was when I had Justin in the car. But I heard this version of it. It's a cover. It's by 3 Days Grace. But here's the cover of it. And I love the fucking cover of it because it's different. And we've talked about when we do music, songs of the week every week, of how we like listening to different shit. And when something's good, it's just, it's good. So here's the cover of it.
Said you felt so happy you could die. Told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember. You can get addicted to a certain kind of sadness.
So, I mean, it's not, I mean, obviously I played two different portions of the songs there and whatnot. But, I mean, honestly, listening to the whole song, it's just, it's a good-ass song. I mean, and, I mean, everybody loved that song back in the day anyways. But now, knowing that 3 Days Grace covered it, as soon as I heard it, I put that shit on my playlist. So, I enjoyed listening to it. So, all right, what you got?
Hotel California. But
I was gonna say that's an old ass song.
But with Dragon Force.
Alright. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely different. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, like I've heard the Dragon Force. I've heard it because of Guitar Hero, I believe.
Yeah,
and then Hotel California just pretty much damn near everybody knows that song.
Everybody knows that fucking song.
I was like, holy shit!
That was good. It's different, but it was good.
All right, so as stated earlier, if you want to catch the randomness and my dumbass lyricism,
yeah, make sure you go check out
Chris's podcast.
Yep,
and you can follow that on Twitter at Sidecast CPC.
You know what we haven't done in a long time?
Oh shit! Let me get ready.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, we always try to promote our own shit, but at the same time, we are part of the Pod All the Time Podcast Network.
Yep.
Which includes 10 awesome podcasts, including ourselves, which includes, I'm going to do this shit randomly now. Here we go. Ready?
All right.
The Raw Sex Podcast.
No condoms needed. We just fucking.
The Scarlet Podcast.
You know what I'm saying? We over here redding it up, blood.
The Heart Talkers.
You know, feelings come into play a lot.
Another Digital Citizen.
Another one.
The Suburban Folk.
You know, white people in regular neighborhoods.
Looney Twos.
You know, there's two loony motherfuckers on there.
I think we're doing it.
Oh, shit, that's what she said.
Two studs in a pod.
You know what I'm saying? You remember that movie Without a Paddle?
And the Random Unnamed Podcast.
It's in the name, all right? What the fuck?
So make sure you go check them out wherever you get your podcast and on Twitter.
Yup.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
I think it's time we get the fuck out.
Oh man. You know what? I think so too. Right. So you know, I'm that one T Rex dude, Rex.
I'm the rainbow tasting Skittles.
And everybody get the fuck out.
All right, people, it's time to go home. Yep, losing time. We're ready to head on out.
So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to get the fuck out. Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's no better choice of words that I can use to explain. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, my friend. You're gonna